Thank you, my heart here. With the Pathways to Healing podcast. Well, now don't you hide your life. Mind, body, spirit. Integrated resilience recovery. That's what I offer my clients as a counselor and a coach. And so this is the Pathways to Healing podcast with yours truly, AJ Mahari. For more information about my counseling and coaching services, please visit ajmahari.ca and you can contact me at ajmahari.ca/contact. Pathways to Healing. From many, many things, many issues, many troubles, many traumas in life. Well, now don't you hide your life. Take a chance and open wide. And you can be the change. You can be the change. You can be the change that you want to see. And the world will change. Don't ever underestimate how you changing yourself, creating healing and your pathway to your healing and recovery journey, and taking that journey in earnest going forward, that you too will be able to create, first and foremost, this wonderful change for yourself, but also a change that can ripple amongst the people you know, the work you will do, perhaps some volunteering, who you are, it will ripple out into the world. You can be that change in the world. And it doesn't come for any of us working on that without pain. And that's why we need to be on our own pathway to healing, recovery, or a continued pathway of that healing and recovery, always mindful of wherever we are on the journey.
I was born to live the truth.
Welcome to this episode of the Pathways to Healing podcast, Mind, Body, Spirit, Integrated Resilience Recovery. And on this episode, I'm going to be talking about 25 tips to spot a narcissist online.
I was born to live the truth.
We are all born to live the truth. The deepest truth that really lies at the heart of who each one of us is, what our experiences have been, maybe what has been a hard and difficult journey till now, or in a different way continues from a past difficult journey in life. To know the truth, to be a seeker of the truth, to want to share your light in this world, all of this requires that we know the truth. Even sometimes when we don't really want to know that truth, because that truth can be so painful, but that truth is what can and will set us free and help us to be able to grow in ways that we otherwise would either be blocked from or, more importantly, block ourselves from. So this episode, like I said, is about 25 or so tips of how to spot a narcissist online. Now, that's not 100% different than working to spot narcissists in life, in all different types of relationships, proximity narcissists, because there's an epidemic of narcissistic personality disorder. And many of these people who are narcissists, as we know, they can have many presentations, actually, but they sure know how to covertly, you know, wear a mask that's harder to spot than some more overt, grandiose narcissists. But the ones, you know, that hide online in the narcissistic survivor abuse community, whether that's a Facebook group or person, YouTuber or a YouTube channel, whether that's a blog, whether that's, you know, on some social media app, anywhere on social media, there are narcissists lurking and posing and deriving such supply in, yes, the sickest of ways, from people in general, but also specifically in the narcissistic abuse survivor community, where their very hidden nature there, or mask-driven nature there, before they're spotted or exposed, but then even if they're spotted and exposed by some, for some, to some people, they often will continue on, and new people will come along, or some people may not just want to know enough to trust their gut instinct. And they traumatize, re-traumatize, and are obviously not healthy for any person in general, or any narcissistic abuse survivor specifically, to get caught up with or be listening to. So narcissists online rarely take the time to do the hard work, just like in real life really, but to do the hard work required to establish what I think most people could recognize as authentic, integrity-driven credibility. Something that feels right about a person in your gut instinct, not something where, whether you're consciously aware of it or not yet, you know, you have this off feeling about something to do with this narcissist, you know, this wolf in sheep's clothing, posing as a narcissistic abuse survivor. Or maybe some narcissists have been narcissistically abused, but they're still posing as, you know, as if wearing the mask, as if they aren't actually a narcissist themselves. They can easily use YouTube these days with no blog, no body of work other than that. Narcissists online may well reveal themselves in comments, in many forms, or on many websites, while maybe having a YouTube channel or a Facebook group or a big blog or whatever the case may be. Because these people are everywhere on social media, hiding in the shadows and reabusing and looking for supply. So, you know, they can be, like I said, on many websites, or you know, they can be saying things all over the internet, but, like, then have a YouTube channel or something, or a blog, or whatever, and totally have a different message. That kind of hints, if you pay attention, at what maybe they're really about, but maybe not strongly enough for you yet, that, you know, something's off, but they're not really showing their true false self. Because that's all narcissists have, is a false self. But they're not showing, they have, you know, they're nothing but deceptive. So they're not going to show you, they don't want the mask to slip, right? They don't want that tell to happen. They don't want to be exposed or revealed to you. And yet many people are exposing and revealing these people for themselves and, you know, not engaging with them anymore on any social media platform. The problem becomes when any one of us finds this out about another, or long suspected it about another, or many people already know about, you know, this person or that person or the other, because there are many of these people like this. Then it's, how do we let each other know? That's a very difficult and a bigger question. But I guess the first thing is, each one of you needs to know how more about, not know more about, but be more mindful of, are you following your gut instincts? Are you seeing waving red flags, but you're like, no, that can't be true, because they, you know, they're giving us all this time, or they're making all these videos, whatever the case is, right? But that's where you really have to sort of do that gut check with yourself. So they are absolutely these wolves in sheep's clothing, hiding amongst the rest of us in narcissistic abuse survivor communities, especially all across social media platforms, acting the part, you know, putting on the role, you know, the mask of narcissistic abuse survivor, wolves in sheep's clothing, because they're being anything and everything but what they really aren't, right? All that they lack. Look for consistency across all areas of the internet from people that are online, especially as coaches or therapists, you know, YouTubers, bloggers, people on Facebook, etc., but also people who are known to some people as being some kind of a life coach, but they don't say that. They don't make that clear, you know. So, and this will become evident in one of the following tips a little bit from now, that they exploit people and draw them in different ways than just, you know, like what I do, for example. You know, I am a coach, I am a counselor, I make that pretty plain. I'm also a narcissistic abuse survivor, a strong foundation of recovery behind me now. Doesn't make me perfect or anything, but, you know, I come out with that, obviously, because that's my mission, that's my goal. I want to help people out, and I'm not trying to hide that or anything. Why would I? But yet, you know, a narcissist online posing as something they're absolutely not, well, they might just try to insert themselves in your life and this and that, and you get talking, and, you know, next thing you know, in some exploitive way, you're going to have to pay something for that or this or to hook up with that or the other thing. All of these things they look like they're doing because they so care about the community, when in fact, they're making money off of anything and everything they do. So, and there's nothing wrong with making money, but not at other people's expense that way, and not in an exploitative way. And certainly, I don't think anybody wants a narcissist for a coach or a counselor, or is it helpful to even watch their videos or read their blog posts or be in their Facebook groups or whatever the case may be. Because, you know, on YouTube, there are some self-avowed out there narcissists. That's different if you choose to listen to them. They've already told you who they are. Does what anyone communicates online have... This is what you need to watch for, too. So anyone who communicates online, do they have congruence and consistency over time and across social media platforms? And another helpful thing to think about, in many cases, is to look at how long, not that that is going to, you know, some narcissist has been around a long time wearing these masks, you know, and pretending to be somebody that they're totally not, but is to look for how long a person that feels off to you has been online. Because as I've been sort of looking at this, I noticed that a lot of people have just like arrived online in the last year, months, year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years ago. And they don't really, you know, on YouTube in particular, they don't really seem to have websites or blogs. And so that doesn't always matter now, but that just could bring up some red flags or might feel off. And especially when you're looking at it through, you know, a history perspective, how they are across social media platforms, congruence, and also really seeming authentically to be who they are versus this feeling is something is just off, you know, or something about the way they deliver their message. And another tip is many narcissists, quote, posing as narcissistic abuse survivors, unquote, haven't been online. Oh, I just said that. Yeah, rather, they haven't been online that long, a lot of them, but that doesn't mean somebody's been online a long time that they couldn't also be posing. Be a narcissist posing and just have been here longer. But I wonder, you know, if they get driven away ever or if they just continue on and, you know, because they don't care about what others think and they, you know, collapse to the martyr victim role and what they do to other people, they say other people are doing to them. So that's one thing to look for, but you have to discern that for yourself with your gut feeling. Does that matter? Does it not matter? What else are the red flags that you might well be seeing or experiencing or wondering about? And then maybe just doubting because you don't want it to be true. So the other thing is, you know, this is a big red flag, and I'm not even into the tips yet. This is just a general introduction. But, you know, narcissists, whether they be on YouTube, Facebook, wherever on social media, talking or writing, when they just tend to abhor, not tend to, they make it really known that they abhor. They are like anti-therapy. And they are self-avowed, recovered survivors of narcissistic abuse somehow with no help or therapy, which I think we can all admit, you know, I mean, I certainly well do. You know, I work with people and help them now, and I'm doing really well in my life now, but I had lots of therapy years ago because I had to endure a narcissistic abuse cluster B upbringing, dysfunctional family of origin. Well, yeah, it took therapy to really be able to heal, move on, and know myself, and find that authentic self, you know, that I had lost to all that abuse. So watch out for people saying that they're really anti-therapy or, I mean, I'm kind of anti-psychiatry, but psychiatry doesn't really do therapy anymore. So, but I'm certainly not anti-therapy. But watch out for people who are anti-therapy and claiming that, you know, they've gotten to wherever they say they are right now with no therapy or help whatsoever, but just somehow magically by themselves. That's a big red flag. It's grandiosity right there is what that is. And just a classic narcissist snow job, really. So, and also, if you're wondering about someone, does this person, the narcissist behind the mask, online seem to have an angry, dark energy? What is missing is any genuine, authentic capacity for empathy. Have you noticed that? That, you know, they tend to be really angry or have a dark energy, have a kind of controlling, dominating type of way of delivery or writing or their message, you know, however they're getting their message across, which kind of lets you know in a hurry. It'll feel off. You might not realize, but they don't want to be disagreed with. There's no room for that. Typically narcissistic, of course, isn't it? Typical of a narcissist, whether online or offline. So remember, and I'm just about to get into the tips now, but remember, even though it's painful, it's important that you be discerning. Find out or learn a narcissist. Find out more to learn, to know, to follow your gut instinct, something's off. So you can, at least for yourself, expose a narcissist posing under the mask of narcissistic abuse survivor or some kind of guru or whatever they may claim to be, who is really re-abusing you, re-abusing many, many people, and in some cases, you know, millions of people or hundreds or thousands. And not only do you need to know the truth, but it's really unhealthy for you to deny or not want to know, as much as it's difficult to find something out that might feel a little shocking to you. Or that you then may feel, well, geez, I missed it. What's wrong with me? And, you know, it can be really painful. There's nothing wrong with you, though. If you're following somebody, if you're listening to somebody, reading somebody's work, whatever the case may be, then they've done this duping, opposing, you know, the narcissist behind the mask, as especially in the narcissistic abuse survivor community, but generally across the internet in many areas, then, you know, it's going to call something into question, which will be in my tip list here. But, again, you know, it's kind of following gut instincts. And many times, for many reasons, many of us will at different times go against our gut instincts. And we need to not be hard on ourselves for that, but we do need to learn from it. And there's also, you know, the gut instinct idea. Sounded sort of magical maybe years ago. You know, like, okay, there's an instinct, but why is it prefaced by the word gut instinct? Well, because we now know that the gut is the second brain, which perhaps evolutionarily was the first brain, and then the brain in our heads is the second brain. But there are millions or trillions, I'm not sure, of neurons in the gut, more in the gut than in the brains in our heads. So when you think about now gut instinct, know that that's like another brain process of neurons firing in your system, in your gut. It's not just some magical feeling. It's really something we need to pay attention to.
And I know, a lot easier said than done sometimes, right? And so, you know, you don't want to be denying because you don't want to know, although a lot of us have fallen into that, haven't we, as narcissistic abuse survivors. It's a common way to feel because no one wants or deserves this type of abuse and disillusionment that shakes again your compass of self-trust. So the first tip, 25 tips here, some of them may be interwoven, might be the odd little repeat here that's probably really important, I think, for people. 25 tips on how to spot a narcissist online that can also apply sometimes to in life. Number one, they feel above everyone else. They give that kind of, that might be what your off feeling is about or your gut instinct is trying to tell you. They feel above everyone else and might have this sort of, quote, fake humility, unquote, but you can sense something is off with that. And when you think more about it, it isn't genuine. And even if you believe it for a time, it won't be ringing true somewhere inside of you about this person. Or, you know, whichever person you suspect is a narcissist, so a wolf in sheep's clothing. It will leave you with a feeling that something is way off, and then, you know, that's what we need to pay attention to, right? Easier said than done often, I acknowledge. It is important to trust those gut instinct feelings as fast as you can, though. As fast as you can become consciously aware of them. Even if it takes time, be really open and present to that, quote, off feeling, unquote, that gut instinct that a person or people, I don't know, a person that you're watching on YouTube or listening to and anywhere online or reading stuff from online, it just seems to be too good to be true. In that they may appear to be saying exactly what you want to hear, and sometimes people are looking for, you know, sometimes people resonate with a message that might not well be in their best interest. But so in many different ways, it can seem like it's too good to be true, because really it is, and it isn't true. The second tip is their whole sense of being okay. Filled up, and it, you know, their whole sense of being okay, well, it depends on them being filled with supply, usually being seen as a guru or somehow special in, you know, talking about if it's in the narcissistic abuse survivor community, then what they talk about or write about is thought by them to be way more important than what anybody else says. They need to be admired and constantly praised, and they need to be absolutely always agreed with, or all hell breaks loose one way or another. They build themselves up at the expense of followers, subscribers, and so forth online. And the third tip for, you know, how to spot a narcissist online, or a poser, as a narcissistic abuse survivor who can help you out, well, meanwhile, they're a narcissist, so they are the very representation of why you're looking for help online, why you are listening to YouTubers or reading blogs or Facebook groups or reading, you know, subscribing to people, following people on Facebook, etc. So their whole sense of being okay is about you believing in their mask-riddled charade of guru and always being right. The third tip, they may seem to have a lot of friends, I put in quotes, on social media, collecting people to admire them for things they have never done and knowledge or information they impart that is off and lost to the projected out self-hatred, which is then directed at others that are just like they truly are. But they'll think it's everybody but them. And so the fourth tip is it's a supply move on the part of the narcissist who's, you know, being the wolf in sheep's clothing, inserting you into their life and or his or her life and you into theirs, which that might feel cool to you, but you know, hey, I'm a YouTuber too. It's not a big deal. It doesn't make us better than anybody else. But sometimes maybe some people watching videos from really hurt places might unknowingly kind of think that way. So if a YouTuber or, you know, somebody you've been following your blog or maybe they wrote a book or whatever, and then they want to insert themselves into your life, you know, or they just offer to talk to you on the phone or email with you, and like it's just endless and they're there to give, and often that's going to end up in some exploitative, you know, like, are you donating to them or are you going to have to pay them in some way? Because they're really not truly giving at all. They're just gathering supply. So they want to get way too personal too soon. Or in the case of online, especially people who might be trying to work as coaches, although may not make that clear, or some who do make it clear, well, it shouldn't be personal then, right? So, but they want to get way too personal too soon because in their desperate need while pretending to, quote, give, unquote, they're needy and insecure, and they want to be friends because of their need, not really to help you. And they really don't care about you, and they use you to have more to say or write online and try to impress and continue to keep on that mask, keep up the charade, keep the charade going. They want all of their followers or subscribers to be where they are and let's all be friends type of thing. It's not really healthy, and I'll come to another point about that in a minute, so, because they're data mining, actually. So the fifth tip, how to recognize a narcissist online. If you don't agree with them on something they post, say, write, whatever the case may be, they will defend, condescend, block, delete your comments, knock you off, whatever it is, their channel, their website, their Facebook page, etc. Because they have to be right, and you're not allowed to disagree with them. That's a big red flag. And tip six, they blame everyone else. It's always everybody else's fault, never their fault. Martyr victim. They're always claiming that, oh, this person, that person, lots of people, are doing to them what they're actually doing to others, usually largely behind the scenes. And seven, as I mentioned, I think, in the intro, but they have a heavy energy. Do you feel exhausted or worse after interacting with them, listening to them, or reading whatever they might have written, whatever platform you encounter them on? This heavy energy, you might relate to what I mean by that. And also, it usually is accompanied very closely with a lot of anger. And then under that anger or beside that anger is a lot of hatred that's not really expressed as, you know, in any authentic way for what it really is. It's cloaked as it's, you know, just how much they care about telling you whatever they're, you know, imparting their message, how much they care. Well, you don't have to be angry, name-calling and swearing your head off to show that you care. So that can be another big red flag. And if it feels off, you know, it applies to all these tips. And so the eighth tip is compliment you. Quote, fake compliment you, unquote, once or twice, just so you get the sense of like, wow, I really like this person, or they care about me, or you've interacted with them, maybe they're a YouTuber, now you've interacted with them personally or something, and you, you know, they give you a couple compliments, but after that once or twice, never again. And it's not about everybody seeking compliments or anything, but they don't follow through, right? You might be like, the supply of the day, but they're not going to follow through with you in a way that, you know, if people became friends, people would follow through with each other. But narcissists don't. And the ninth tip is when they ask how you're doing or what you are doing, as I alluded to earlier, they really don't care. They are data collecting, data mining to use it against you later. Or to make a video out of it, you could say. Or a blog post out of it, or wherever they are on social media, online. Tip 10, the narcissist online doesn't respond to what you are sharing. Just, again, data collecting. They often get involved in other people's lives offline in what is a covert narc way of seeming to care and really wanting to help you when really they're exploiting you and data mining, like I said. Yeah, so that was kind of like A little repetitive, but I think it's important. Tip 11, do they have a lot of online or life conflicts in which they take no personal responsibility? Are they always the victim or take a victim stance? Are they always defensive and over-controlling and overbearing with their opinions or what they may present as, quote, researched, unquote, quote, known, unquote, truth, absolute truth, that you are just supposed to believe is the only truth, if it's even true at all? Their truth, the truth of a narcissist, and if you don't agree, which is not truth, and if you don't agree with their truth, in quotes again, they will bully or hide or attack and smear you. These people are not able to take personal responsibility for anything. And I will just add in here with a recent, you know, if you follow me on YouTube or you could go look at those videos, in a recent thing where I believe, you know, I've always thought somebody was a narcissist, and definitely they've shown, I think, been revealed in many ways, but whether or not they're getting that, who knows. But I just know that, well, mentioning that for a reason here. Yeah, you know, the way that they'll just try to misrepresent things, and if you tell the truth about it or you call them on something, then, you know, it's some of them more covertly than others, but, you know, email attacks and, as somebody's quoted as saying, sock puppet accounts, unquote, those aren't my words, but using those and, all kinds of different names, but smearing, you know, responding to comments you might make in other areas on social media. And so 12, that leads right into tip 12, of course, this smear campaign, projecting out how they treated you versus taking any personal responsibility for what they're actually doing to you, which is what I experienced most recently. But again, this is a bigger message than just that, for sure. And you know, I went past gut instincts, and so, I mean, I'm nobody special, but I just know that for all the recovery I do have behind me and where I'm at in my life, it was sort of mind-boggling to me that, you know, I once again sort of got duped, and I knew better, but I went against my better instincts, and I take responsibility for that, you know, like, because I know that potential narcissist is going to, like, well, I've already got the emails privately, wherein I'm accused of, you know, oh, I'm just a poor victim. Meanwhile, in my videos on that issue in particular, concerning one individual, I must have said after every sentence I said that I take responsibility for the choice that I made. It doesn't seem to matter with these people. Anyway, 13, they come at you and then they pull back. So it's like, hey, they're really friendly to you. They want to get to know you. It is social media, of course, right? Or the telephone from online, and you don't really know who this person is, and, you know, got to be careful with that, too. But they come at you, and then they pull back. Manipulate. Triangulate. Kind of leave you hanging, wondering, well, like, they said they were going to call me, or they, you know, in my case, they said they were going to follow through on something I paid for. They never did. And, never emailed again until I kind of made that known out on my channel, and then all of a sudden the email, don't know if it'll ever stop, but anyway. And then what's important if you find yourself being smeared by the narcissist who's hiding behind the mask of a narcissistic abuse survivor, helpful person, kind of poser behind the mask, is that, you know, you might see them reveal themselves very quickly to you. And then they're going to say, they'll project out that everything they're doing to you is what you're doing to them. 13, I'm at 13. Manipulate and triangulate, yep. They project out onto victims and then end up targeting people that you are not good enough, when really it's the narcissist that is not good enough, is insecure, and feels, maybe doesn't feel, but is always concerned with, you know, being exposed or revealed. So tip 14, narcissists aren't friends, ever. they, quote, fake, unquote, that, and will end up targeting anyone that doesn't agree with them all the time. They don't follow through. They don't even often, they won't even reciprocate with a, like if you like them on Facebook or something, they won't like you back, you know, or whatever. They're just these, or they'll block you or whatever. They don't give. They just take and take. Well, sort of, you know, behind the mask, right? Looking, trying to look as if they're giving. There's the covert narcissist, or a partly covert narcissist presentation, right? Like, they're really there to take and take and take and take and be admired, etc., and get supply, but they want to look like they're giving to you because they care about you. They don't. Narcissists are too competitive to ever mean any, quote, fake, unquote, caring or friendship from online to phone or email. You have to be really careful of that, you know. It's hard enough in life to avoid these narcissists, even when you see them up close and you've got more body language and everything to go off of. It's even harder online and more dangerous in that regard. But not to be hypervigilant, just to be aware and mindful about that. Number 15, they will often feel backed into a corner because of their own actions and their duplicity, right? And then they'll attack and smear using the data they collected from you when you shared because you trusted them and you thought that they were your friend, that you were going to be friends, and didn't recognize a narc for who she or he really is. 16, they actively foster a cult of personality, making all they do or say or write seem like it's so for you and everyone else. And really, they're just trying to get supply, often showing endless anger and narc indignation as they remain perpetual victims while claiming they are helping you break free. And that's just terrible when narcissists do this as posers behind the mask to especially narcissistic abuse survivors. Tip 17, controlling, but with a facade of, quote, fake giver, unquote. Claiming to care so much about you or the subscribers or followers or blog readers or Facebook group people or whatever when they really don't care at all because it's all about supply, 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 their needs, and they're just unending insecurity. It's how much they need, and that's a ton and a half, because they can never be satiated with their need for supply. They won't usually be talking in a reasonable pattern of speech or writing. They often show signs of deep paranoia, have dogmatic all-or-nothing positions and beliefs that are shared by They often show signs of deep paranoia. They have these dogmatic, all-or-nothing positions and beliefs that healthier, you know, that they think is reality, and it's questionable to not reality at all. And other healthier people, and you may well know yourself that what you're hearing or reading or whatever is not really the reality that you live in or the shared reality that the rest of us share, right? And so that's a huge big red flag. Anybody with extreme all or nothing thinking, black and white and have to be right. Tip 18, the more a person comes across angry, with forced speech, overt controlling communication, and watch for the matching body language if they happen to be doing video. Hands emphatically moving up and down, a tight up and down manner with every word spoken, like that, you know, as the online narcissist, in video obviously, is signaling their grandiose entitled sense of power and control, which is a body language thing, although it could be verbal as well if they're got an angry presentation and a black and white extreme way of thinking and or sharing really paranoid ideations, while verbally attempting to be, quote, appear to be, quote, giving you, unquote, valuable information. I know what's going on. Like, this will be their attitude. I know what's going on and what's right. Follow me. They are working so hard to force you into their mode or modality or ways of thinking, which are, like I said, very extreme, paranoid, insecure, highly questionable, but they're just trying to grasp safety and supply, well, safety, you know, security, supply, wherever they can. The controller narc is saying, I want you to be supply for me, help me. A bully who wears you down because they want others to do for them, give to them. You can't be around this narc online as they manipulate you into their cult of personality. So they're trying to present themselves as if they're there for you, but they're really there to look like they're there for you and be duplicitous and fake that way because they want you to feel more indebted to them for what it is they're sort of fakely trying to have you believe that they're really delivering to you, how valuable they are to you for all this information. It's a cult of personality in the case of these poser narcissists who are, you know, posing as if they're not narcissists, wearing that mask. I'm just thinking here for a second. So 19, when you have a strong gut instinct, someone online is a narcissist, or you might just have that, you know, red flags, like I've been mentioning. You might just become aware of red flags and have a gut instinct that something's really off. And maybe you haven't really identified yet that this is really narcissistic abusive behavior that they're really showing you under the guise of being a, quote, caring, quote, fake empathic, unquote, you know, deliverer of supposed messages that are supposed to help, you know, people who are victims of narcissists or survivors of narcissistic abuse who are, in fact, often with some being re-victimized by them because they are narcissists, who are doing this bait and switch on you. Oh, here, I'm here to give you this information. I want to help you, but no, I'm really here to, you give me admiration, give me supply. These narcissists will be all about, and they'll be like, and don't disagree with me, just follow me. Just, you know, you gotta agree with what I say. And they'll take down every negative, if they're YouTubers, they'll take down every negative comment. And, they'll be highly competitive and very controlling. They're right fighters. Tip 20, do they communicate consistently, respectfully, with real empathy, or are they angry all the time? Often using foul language and so hyped up in their presentation if they're on video, or you might see something in the way that they write, if it's elsewhere online. Just, you know, so hyped up to get you going, to pull you in, to pull maybe, I don't want to say the worst aspect of you, but to pull in the most vulnerable aspect of you, which might be where you're angry from how you were abused and hurt, you know, and kind of like they're going to highlight that anger to pull supply out of you more than they're really going to have a style of presentation and be on message and on point about factual things that aren't so black and white necessarily, or that, you know, that don't have to be seen in black and white ways. Other people who are not narcs will not be so competitive. So these are, you know, just big flying red flags. And, you know, we've all crossed over and sort of ignored some of those. So if this is helpful for you, and then you kind of have anyone that you might be following that you wonder about, don't be hard on yourself about that. These narcissists are good at what they do. Which is unfortunate for the rest of us, right? 21. Do they go silent or hide behind others when others speak their truth that exposes them? Do they smear many people over many issues over time where they are exposed and then claim everyone else is smearing them? Are they always the victim? No responsibility taking? Can they dialogue about a conflict with somebody? Or are they in this rabid black and white argument that, ooh, they're horrible, they're smearing me, they're hateful, because there's no middle there, is there? And that's just somebody displaying a narcissistic injury. And tip 22, do they interact with others online in deceptive ways for deception deceptive reasons to make things look other than they are trying to make things look other than they really are? Are they trying to gain favor for themselves and often only do this for money? Financial exploitation and abuse. In ways that aren't made clear, as professionals and non-personality disordered coaches online will make this known to you and not misrepresent their mission or services to you. Because, you know, some narcissists will, like, try to reel you in like a friend for supply, for the reasons I mentioned here, too. But then maybe, like, you know, they expect donations or money in return for talking to you, but, like, they never told you that until a certain point later, and then you feel guilty. And it's not like those of us who advertise, not really advertise, but talk about the services, and it's on my websites, like myself, for example. My services are, you know, described on my website. So if a person purchases a session, well, they know that that's going to cost X amount of dollars, and they know all that up front, right? As opposed to narcissist posers who might be sort of pretending to be life coaches or counselors or whatever the case may be, and they don't really tell you up front what, you know, they call as if they're a friend, in quotes, and later they expect money for it. And tip 20, I think I've lost my count. I guess one of my first intro things was, yeah, I'm kind of running out at 24 here, but I think I've given more than that. But tip 23, narcissists exploit others while claiming to collaborate or respect another's work. They are looking to derive some integrity points in a fake way by using others this way and having them, oh, you know, maybe do an interview with them that's, you know, they make it out like they're friends. And that happened to me. And, you know, definitely when I came to, when I came out on my YouTube channel to tell the truth about that, there was a big typical narcissistic reaction to that. And who knows where that smear campaign will go. So far, I think it's a lot of emails and a lot of things like that. But hopefully it won't go straight out into the public. But if it does, you know, I don't have any control over that. So narcissists, this is tip 24, narcissists online will ask you to pay money for their, quote, image-driven, unquote, quote, fake help, unquote, exploiting you by presenting it as, quote, how much they want to help other people in the community, unquote, when really they are trying to enhance their own image like they have, quote, friends, unquote, when really the opposite must be their sad truth. And the reality of that, in my experience, and this is not really the purpose of this podcast, I don't want to be saying too much specific to my own recent experience, wherein I realized I was exploited and encountered a narcissist. You see, they often will do things like this, and they don't follow through to deliver what people have paid for and that type of thing. So, you know, and I guess I'll just go this far to say, and then, so one person I have in mind, but that's not what I'm talking about here with every point or tip for you. They also then, the next video that they did was with somebody else who's no doubt paid for those interviews, allegedly. I don't know, but, you know, likely. And they totally had a passive-aggressive message to give then in the video about, you know, all these smearing types of people online, etc., when really that was that person taking absolutely no personal responsibility, as I mentioned in the one of the tips above, where, you know, they'll claim everybody is smearing them when actually they're smearing someone else or other people because other people are disagreeing with them and telling the truth. So, yes, number 25. I got lost in the numbers here. Sorry about that. Number 25, the 25th tip on how to spot a narcissist online. Well, you see, they all have this dirty little secret. Feeling insecure and really inadequate inside. So they put their focus onto others. They are very needy cowards and always afraid of being exposed at any moment. Though they're so grandiose, they might not be fearing that all the time. They might think they're way beyond that and better than everybody else. But their deep down is a fear of that. Whether they're aware of it or not, I don't know. When those moments come, and they come often, the narcissist online, just like the narcissist in life, really, will either come out swinging overtly or smear an attack under fake names, as I mentioned earlier, as someone likes to say, quote, sock puppet accounts, unquote. Never heard that before. Not something I would ever engage in or whatever. It's like, who's got time? And an email while claiming online to be smeared by those who they are actually smearing, and or they will hide behind an enabler and give a very passive-aggressive response, alluding to others as rats and all kinds of other things. But interesting that these wolf in sheep's clothing, these narcissists wearing the mask of narcissistic abuse survivor, even if they were a narcissistic abuse survivor, they still are a narcissist. Narcissists can be abused by other narcissists. So, but they'll often be talking about narcissists as creatures or fiends or, like I said, rats or, I don't know what you may believe or not, but, you know, of course, demons and, you know, just showing a real lack of understanding, I think, of, because they don't understand themselves, these narcissists. They show a real lack of understanding, a real understanding that there is an understanding by professionals, you know, about how, what happens to children and what happens to them and how they become narcissists. And that's tragic for them. But the point is, I guess, it's really important to remember that really anyone who's trying to help narcissistic abuse survivors, some people are angry sometimes, sure. The odd word is said here and there. Yeah, that's pretty human. But not a string of, like, you know, making people, calling people creatures and fiends and rats and all kinds of other names, because there's no valor, there's no integrity or authenticity in, you know, if someone has hurt you, in calling them a bunch of names. It's just not going to be very helpful to anyone, you know. Is it not going to hurt the narcissist? And it is not going to help anyone who's been a victim of a narcissist. So I hope that this will be helpful for you. I think it's really important for people to pay attention that, you know, it seems there's a lot of, you know, people thinking this person or the other person is a narcissist and that type of thing. But the bottom line is, what's really important to know is that they are out there on all social media platforms. And, you know, big deal, you can spot them, you know, on Twitter or whatever, like, you know, or Facebook, if they're changing their picture like 18 times a day, or some of them on YouTube that, you know, they're not, you know, in some way covertly, not honestly, exploitatively being some kind of, quote, coach, unquote. Just some people are, they do videos and or live streams, and they're so busy looking at themselves in the camera, fixing their hair, complaining about this or that. I saw one just earlier today where it was a brief live stream. I just popped by the odd thing to see, well, what's really up with this, you know? And not that I'm judging it or anything. I'm just going to experience whether I think it's credible or not. That's all. As lots of YouTubers, of course, are. Speaking of YouTube right now. But so I saw someone else doing a live stream that, yeah, was interviewed by somebody recently who seems to, be a narcissist and, you know, seeking to help narcissistic abuse survivors. And again, don't forget about that really huge red flag, that tip of how to spot a narcissist in the narcissistic abuse survivor community if they're anti-therapy. Like I said, I'm anti-psychiatry, but that's because of all the medications and all the other things going on behind that, but definitely not anti-therapy. So there's that also. And is this really important, you know, like online? as well as in life, it's equally important to really make sure that you keep fine-tuning your mindful presence to red flags, off feelings, and gut instincts, because narcissists are everywhere, and narcissists do seek supply in the most duplicitous, abusive ways possible, because that makes the supply all the richer. So you have to take care of yourself online as you do in life. And many people are still reeling and or starting recovery from just realizing someone in their life is a narcissist. They don't need to get onto social media platforms and encounter these wolves in sheep's clothing. So I hope that this was helpful to you. I hope it might just help you to think about it some and to be able to take care of yourself more. Not that many people don't know how, but sometimes even when you might have that off feeling and you might identify, wow, I think this person is a narcissist, you might not want to know. It can leave you feeling sad and you can feel really disillusioned. And that all plays into whether an online narcissist or one in real life, even if it's a proximity narc, or whether it was an ex or a parent or a relative. We need to know. We kind of do want to know, but a part of us doesn't want to know, right? Especially when it's like, oh, not another one, you know? So you've been listening to the Pathways to Healing podcast, 25 Tips on How to Spot a Narcissist Online with yours truly, AJ Mahari, and Mind, Body, Spirit, Integrated Resilience Recovery is what I offer my clients. And if you're interested in sessions, coaching, or counseling, please check out ajmahari.ca or ajmahari.com. If you want to get in touch with me, ajmahari.ca or .com/contact. And I hope, like I said, I hope that was helpful. And remember always to take care of yourself and do the best you can to trust your gut instincts. You know, I get more of them correct for myself than not. But there are times when I, like everyone else who's a narcissistic abuse survivor, sometimes I walk past waving flags. Not in interpersonal relationships anymore, though. But in other areas, yes, I've walked past waving flags. And also, not listen to my gut instincts and take an action, and, you know, just to take care of myself based on my gut instincts. So the last time this happened to me was recent and was somebody online. But the point is, we always have to we need to be looking for the silver lining in the experience. It can be so painful and for some rewounding and re-traumatizing. And that is that, you know, ask yourself, even when it hurts, what can I learn from this? Because I wasn't really hurting. I was disappointed, disillusioned. I felt sad. I knew this, but I went against my gut instinct. Like I said, I take responsibility for a choice I made that was like, it's just a choice that I haven't thought about a lot for a while, but as I think about it here and there more, it's like, I don't even know why I would agree to pay money to be interviewed on anybody's channel, let alone falling into the grasp of that type of situation. I've been interviewed elsewhere before, and maybe not on the bigger channels. That's fine. But if somebody wants to interview me, they could interview me, right? So, I mean, look at all that I passed over. Like, didn't listen to my common sense, my spidey senses, my gut instinct, saw the red flags and kind of did it anyway. And, you know, I sort of understand maybe more why right now, but it doesn't make a lot of sense to me still, because I'm kind of like, wow. I mean, and it can happen to any one of us. And so we need to be kind and gentle with ourselves. But I just want to stress again that when I make reference to that situation, I take responsibility that I made the choice. Nobody made me make the choice. You know, so that's important, you know, for me to say always if I reference that, which I don't really want to do anymore. But may I just conclude here by saying, deeply do feel, you know, a burden of responsibility. It's not really a burden. It just becomes a burden in the fact that we can't tell other people what to believe, or even if they are following a narcissist online, all we can kind of do is try to tell our truth about that, to which we then get smear campaigned, etc., and abused. But You know, I've never engaged in that to tell people what they should think or who should they should listen to or not. And that's important to know, too, because people that do that kind of thing are likely to be, you know, a cluster B, you know, wearing a mask, trying to look like something they're not. And so I take responsibility for my choice. We have to take responsibility when we have, in whatever way we understood, right? Like some people might not realize this about someone on a social media platform right now. And then, you know, maybe you will, maybe, you know, you'll discern it or you feel like something's already off. And then, you know, you'll be wondering, well, why didn't I see that sooner? Why did I do that? And that's what happens to us as narcissistic abuse survivors. We can go there really easily and quickly. And the key thing is, if you do, fair enough, but go there to ask yourself, okay, well, since this has happened, when you know, when you realize that this has happened to you or may happen to you in the future, that, well, what can I learn from this? You know, how can I pay more attention to my gut instincts, to my feelings, to the red flags, to when I think it's off? Not to be hard on yourself. None of us is perfect, and we're never going to get to perfect. So we have to just take responsibility. And you know what? Mistakes, like I made a mistake, and mistakes, well, I make many, but I'm just talking about this one mistake. And mistakes are, I believe, truly, totally, well, they hurt at first, but they are such growth opportunities. So we have to have gratitude for the growth opportunities, but not for the abuse. Anyway, hope you can take the best care of yourself you can now and just be discerning online, as unfortunately we all have to be in life too, because cluster Bs are indeed everywhere. Take care.
Born to live the truth, the deepest truth of who I am. But I've been told my whole life what I shouldn't do, and that it's wrong to ever show.